You may remember early this month I spoke about a greyhound breeder and trainer by the name of Harry Sarkis. Now, Harry is, how can I say, not one of the so-called good guys of the greyhound racing industry. Harry Sarkis was named as a live baiter at the Special Commission of Inquiry, and now he's in more trouble. You see, Greyhound Racing New South Wales has slapped Harry Sarkis with an interim suspension following the discovery of a rabbit carcass on his property. The rabbit carcass wasn't found months ago or weeks ago. It was found yesterday. Greyhound Racing New South Wales compliance officers did a planned inspection on Harry Sarkis's property yesterday. And while inspecting that property, they discovered what they say appears to be a rabbit carcass. This carcass was apparently headless and decomposing. He was then interviewed, Harry Sarkis, by Greyhound Racing New South Wales. They had stewards there. The RSPCA was there as well. And after that interview, they handed him an interim suspension while he's investigated. Now, Harry Sarkis has come out today calling it all a conspiracy, saying that he's been targeted for no reason. He says there are countless explanations about how the rabbit might have got there. He says his neighbour shoots wild rabbits, or a fox could have got it, or maybe one of his dogs caught it at night time. But he's adamant it didn't get there as a result of live baiting. And just so you've got a bit of background on this bloke, there were 10 live baiters that gave evidence to the inquiry into greyhound racing. And out of the 10 live baiters, 9 out of the 10 admitted to live baiting. 1 didn't. His name is Harry Sarkis. 3 of the greyhound trainers who confessed to being live baiters all happened to mention that it happened at Harry Sarkis's joint. It happened at Harry's place, in his bull ring. Trainer Adam Wallace confessed to being a live baiter. He said that he took his own rabbit to Harry Sarkis's joint and Harry tied the live rabbit onto the lure in the bull ring. How helpful of Harry. Trainer Todd Fear confessed to being a live baiter. And when he was asked, whereabouts did you live bait? He said he live baited at Harry Sarkis's place on 2 occasions. Todd Fear gave evidence that on the first visit, Harry was operating the bull ring, giving him a hand. Then there was trainer Magella Ferguson, who also confessed to being a live baiter. Where did she do her live baiting? Well, blow me down, Harry Sarkis's place. She also said she witnessed Harry Sarkis live baiting. But despite the mountain of evidence against Harry Sarkis, he told the inquiry that he's not a live baiter. He suggested that maybe people might have broken into his property to use the bull ring without his knowledge. He claims the live rabbits that he kept on his property, no, they weren't there for live baiting. Instead, he told the inquiry that he kept rabbits on his property to either eat them or he kept them as pets for his grandchildren. One of the two, either eating them or his kids playing with the little bunny rabbits. The Commission of Inquiry said Harry Sarkis was lying, he was an unreliable witness, and that he was a live baiter. Harry Sarkis is saying today that he's being targeted because of his past. He says, I'm really upset about it. I'm starting to get sick of this industry. I am really sick of the game. People throughout the Special Commission have said that I live bait. I would never let anyone do that on my property, especially someone I don't know. I love that bit, Harry. I wouldn't let anyone live bait on my property, especially someone I don't know. Harry Sarkis has already complained about comments that I've made about him, so he may be listening this afternoon. So, Harry, I'll say this to you, old mate. If you're sick of the game, as you describe it, greyhound racing, maybe it's time to call it a day, mate. After all, you only came to my attention because I wanted to know why a known live baiter was still competing at Wentworth Park when the industry's trying to clean up its image. It's not all a conspiracy. 3 trainers who confessed to live baiting say that they did it on your property, in your bull ring, and you were there, Harry. And they were self-incriminating. They were dobbing themselves in, confessing to their own crimes and laying it all out there. And 3 of them named you and your property in regards to their live baiting. And I'll remind everyone that any witness before a Special Commission of Inquiry who knowingly gives false or misleading testimony is guilty of an offence. And now a rabbit carcass has been found on Harry's property just yesterday. You say you're getting sick of the industry. I'd suggest you get out of it now. Because, Harry, You're giving the greyhound racing industry a bad name.